was so hard to stay awake.
Well, you win. You're here before everybody else.
I'm here first.
I know. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, you know the thing about the Jofran, they're reformulating it to pass the FDA regulations.
Yeah. Which I'm shocked that it like went under the radar for so many years, because I'm pretty sure like there's so many toxic ingredients in there that we anyway, maybe that's what's keeping us young.
True. I mean the only way they probably found out is probably mentioned it. That's probably it. You know.
Probably.
And supposedly they already reformulated Jofran. It's just that the new version hasn't really arrived in the stores yet. Or is a lot of
doing that? So those are being pulled or something.
No. If it's still in the store, if it's still in the stores, you can still buy it. They're not pulling it.
Mm.
It's just that I think anything new has to be the new version.
You think it has anything to do with the fact that Filipino cuisine has become more popular now?
Yeah, it's becoming more popular based on the social media stuff.
Yeah.
It's all thanks to Ube.
I know, right? Ube was the start.
Yes, I mean, it's not to the point now where people don't even know where Ube came from. So,
sure. I know. Which, remember when that whole thing, like that Simulu is like supporting this one boba business? All they right. have an Ube. They have an Ube drink, and they didn't pay homage to where it came from.
Yeah,
which is ironic because they're like, oh, you know, you need to respect where things come from. Like, well, Ube didn't come from Taiwan. Pretty sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
I even researched it.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely is not native to Taiwan. Definitely native to the Philippines or Southeast Asia.
Yeah. But this is also what I mean about, like, don't get outraged about certain things sometimes, because you may not know it, but you might be doing the exact same thing in a subject that you're completely unaware of.
You know, so, right.
Yeah. So it's like...
I actually commented on their TikTok. I'm like, well... You know, Ube actually came from the Philippines too. But like I said it nicely, and then they just liked my comment. But I'm like, bro, you guys are like crying about boba, and then you're doing exactly the same thing.
Exactly. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects, some interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our own likes and dislikes, things we've seen, heard, or read, told we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. I don't know what I was doing there. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hello?
Hello.
What's happening?
My name is Albert.
I'm so confused. I felt like Albert said everything he wanted to say and just died. He just died out. He's all his energy.
Somebody plug him in right now. Hurry up.
He used all his juice.
Is that what we're
This is Anna? Question mark?
Hello?
Missing somebody else?
Who?
Batman? Are you there?
Anna. I said my bit.
He said his bit.
Oh, he said his bit. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. This is off the grid, son, guys. All right.
Yeah. No, he said it.
Okay.
He said it. Ruthie said it, then Zhao Ming said it, then I said it.
Okay.
It looks like it, like I said, Albert said everything he wanted to say, and then he shut off everything. Ears, mouth, all his senses. They all shut down.
That's pretty much what happened.
I love how he confused us and it went right back to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
This is our first episode ever. So hi guys.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Anna, you have a story that you would like to share. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So I have created a monster because I downloaded TikTok for my mom. And now she's on TikTok like all the time. And she sends me stuff. And now she wants to buy stuff off the TikTok shop. And she's like learning all these things. And I'm just like, oh my God, now my mom knows whenever I'm like active. And she like looked at all my TikToks. So I was like, oh my God, my mom's looking at my TikToks. So it's been a fun, interesting journey with her. But it's kind of also interesting because she's kind of seeing things in real time, like the news and the reactions and like it just everything. She's kind of getting more in tune, which before she wasn't because she doesn't watch the news and she just kind of really off the grid. But Like, no, not in a bad way. She just kind of, like, now gets it, like, all this, I don't know. It's not, well, it's not in a bad way. Facebook.
I guess, like, that's better, right?
Yeah, no, it's better. Yeah, and you know, no, I mean, okay, Albert, like, stop, because it's my mom, and she's not looking at things in that way.
Okay.
So, okay, well, you know what? The story sucks now because you have made it.
So just to be clear, she's not creating content, right? She's just ingesting content, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's watching her nail thing. She's watching her cooking stuff. Mm-hmm. She's watching her pet stuff. Mm-hmm. Now she's on Mexican TikTok. And
she's not teaching us how to cook or do her nails or anything like that. She's just consuming content. Oh,
okay. She's consuming content. And yeah. So, you know, she's just very in tune now with things. And I think now, like, she's like, oh, like, I want to help you, like, you know, do things and all this stuff. So it's nice to, like, have her understand, like, some of the, like, the stress and all that stuff, like, with work and stuff. So she gets it now a little bit more, which is nice. So, yeah, it's been very cool to, like, have her in tune. Like, and it's not like she's trying to be ignorant by not watching the news. It's just she's not, like... She's been through a lot, so she just doesn't want to focus on that stuff and add a stressor to her life. And we don't have like an antenna for normal TV, and she doesn't know how to use TV very well except Netflix. But now she's in tune, so now she knows like how we're, like, you know, things that are happening in Mexico and all that stuff. And she's very happy about the Mexican president and stuff. So it's been cool to see her jump into that world.
But did you at least give her the disclaimer?
What disclaimer?
I don't believe everything you see on TikTok.
I have been trying to give her a disclaimer since like YouTube and stuff. So she's fine. Stop making it bad, Albert. It's a fun thing.
I'm just saying.
If you were going to turn this sour, then you should have told me not to use the story.
I'm just saying.
You're kind of ruining the story. It was a fun story. Thank you, Albert.
That's pretty cute. Like, I'm glad she's like more. It's a cute story. Now. Yeah,
it's a cute story.
Albert was hoping for a more sinister story to come out of this.
That's not what it was.
There is no sinister. No, she's not going conservative.
No, I'm not gonna say it either. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You're totally being like a bah humbug right now.
Well, I am.
Albert, you just ruined it for Anna.
I have every good reason to be a bah humbug. Right okay, now.
Like, why? Well, I know.
You know why.
I know why.
Okay.
Why?
No, shut up, Ruthie.
Ruthie, make the podcast better because I'm getting mad.
Yeah.
This is the
final
episode of Stuff at Junk Show with Anna. She is done.
So, but did you look at your mom's feed to see what stuff that TikTok is like pushing at her?
Chihuahuas, food, nails, funny Mexican TikToks.
So you're saying that Ruthie hasn't invaded her TikTok yet?
No,
it's your mom's TikTok.
I know, right? Oh God, no!
I want to bother Hello Kitty.
Oh, no more Hello Kitty, please. I don't need her to have an addiction of Hello Kitty. Dear God.
I'm still seeing some stuff from Hello Kitty because, you know, it is her, like, what, 50 years anniversary? So it's still amazing. Popping up. It's still popping up.
Yeah. He's everywhere. I went to Burlington today and then was like, Hello Kitty. Jewelry, like, it's just everywhere. I'm like, you dumb bee. You follow me everywhere now.
Mm. She has an agreement with Fender now, so she has a guitar and all that stuff, so.
You know what? Props to Hello Kitty. She's making her money. You make your money. Get your bag and then disappear for another 50 years, please.
Yeah. She learned from Mickey Mouse.
Your bag. Get your bag. Get everything. Everything.
She even has Harley Davidson. That's how invasive. Like, everywhere.
Oh my God. I'll say this for my 5-minute story, but like, you know who else is everywhere? Juicy Couture.
Again? What?
Okay. Well, Albert, do you want me to save this or do you want me to talk about it now?
Yeah, save it for the next one. That's fine too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Teaser for next episode, listeners.
You guys get to hear about Juicy Couture. Yeah.
And then me and Jamin gets to check out for a bit, You want to talk about fashion?
I'm gonna be real. Zhao Ming has not paid attention whatsoever since he said, "Hey, it's Zhao Ming."
Exactly. I'm just waiting for a transition to next door.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's the 824th episode of the show. And as of this recording, it's currently 6:13 p.m., November 17, 2024, in Redmond, Washington. And it's time we take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
So last week, I had a sort of team going with my what's up. And then somehow, I have a very similar teaming thing that kind of connects all the stories together. And this one involves crime. So, crime, you know, criminals, people who are yeah. Anyways,
criminals.
Yes and no, not really. But
we're becoming a true crime podcast.
There's this person in Colorado named Jesse Cahen, aka Every Game Guru, and apparently he was streaming Nintendo games online on YouTube or Twitch or whatever, right? This is quite normal for a lot of Twitch streamers streaming video games and whatnot. Except in this case, he was streaming games from games that haven't been released yet. Right? So, and not only that, but he was like linking ROM sites and emulators for all this stuff. So Nintendo had to step in and, hey, knock it off kind of thing. Here's a copyright notice to the stuff you're doing because you're not even supposed to have that, you know, let alone stream it, blah, blah. And listeners, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but Nintendo is very litigious, okay? This guy goes on and essentially pretty much said that, you're not going to stop me. You know, I can do this all day. I have 1,000 burner channels, you know? He even added in a Cash App handle to his streams so that people can like pay him for this kind of streams. And basically he's being very flagrant and like essentially telling Nintendo, what you gonna do about it? Well, Nintendo went ahead and went to the Colorado courts where he's from and is suing him. Would you like to guess how much he is suing him? Getting sued.
$50 million.
$50 million? Rudy?
20 million?
Anna?
9 million.
All right. So, Nintendo has demanded $150,000 from Every Game Guru, every game that he has unauthorized public, blah, 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 which comes out to like 50 streams, which comes out to about $7.5 million. Anna's closer to the guess here. $7.5 million.
$7.5?
That's pretty generous.
For Nintendo, yeah.
I mean that's just a dollar amount, but I'm sure all the filings, all that legal stuff, they're gonna try and bury him in legal debt.
There's more
That's what they're really going for, right? But I'm assuming I don't know how much this guy makes and stuff like that, but I'm sure Nintendo has retained some of the best lawyers that just try and bury him or break him legal moves.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make him regret that whole, I can do this all day.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, they want to make an example out of it, obviously.
They made this happen with a lot of people in the past, too. So that's why I was really shocked that this guy was like pretty much telling Nintendo, like what Anna said, I can do this all day. You know,
I don't think anybody previously, without having any knowledge or looking into it, I'm sure nobody has been this fragrant or in their faces about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To Nintendo and stuff like that, you know what I mean. So it's wild that the guy talks back to a company of that size and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That
All power to him for doing that, but also were you aware of what you were doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or was he aware of who he's fighting against? I mean,
I think in his mind, the mental math he did was like the engagement that he generated for this publicity is greater than whatever legal war repercussions he'll face. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
I have to assume he's going to have to file for bankruptcy. I doubt he's like a rich person. So there's no way.
Or he will mysteriously die.
Yeah.
He'll mysteriously jump off of a balcony somewhere.
He might mysteriously like pass away and we'll never know.
I don't think Nintendo cares that much. I don't think this is Boeing. This is not a Boeing situation. I don't think Nintendo cares that much.
What I'm implying is he's gonna like fake his death and then disappear.
What's his name?
I already took it off the thing. His name is Jesse Cahan. Jesse Cahan.
Oh, sometime down the line, you'll come back and say, "Hey, Zeus," or something like that.
Is that what we're saying? That's what I'm saying. Mysteriously gonna disappear.
It's me, Hey Zeus. I have a mustache now. Hey,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. And his stream handle is Every Game Guru. So
and next time, Every Game handle Hola.
And in the world of streaming, you guys have met a person who's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get a Fire Stick and I can watch all these movies on it." You met those people before, right?
I was bamboozled into that. That's why I got a Fire Stick.
Okay,
yeah,
but I mean, Fire Stick's good.
It was a lie. It was a lie.
Yeah, yeah. I the people that always bring this up to me, I always tell them, I mean, you can use it now, but it's not gonna last forever. I'll tell you that much. You know, kind of thing. If you're willing to mention it, Anna, how much did you pay for that Fire Stick that has all these movies?
No, I was just told, you know, everybody says like, "Oh, just get a Fire Stick." And so I just, you know, bought a Fire Stick and I'm like, "Okay, what's next?" And
you didn't know the extra stuff.
I didn't know the extra stuff. I just was like, all I was told was like, if you buy a Fire Stick, you'll be able to do all the stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I didn't pay for like, I guess a jailbroken one.
Mm-hmm.
So but I did pay, you know, for a regular Fire Stick.
Gotcha. So there are people out there.
I got bamboozled.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got bamboozled to buy a legit thing, but not like what they were advertising it for. But I know people who knows people who they'll buy the Fire Stick. And it is like a jailbroken Fire Stick that has all the streaming services that were, you know, free. So to speak,
because mm-hmm.
you can also you can find it on a website and whatnot. So the Fire Stick does, it just brings it to the Fire Stick, so that it's easier for a consumer to watch this illegal website through the Fire Stick. That's all it really does, right? I always tell people, well, I mean, use it now if you can, but those will probably not last very long because eventually people will catch on and studios will like kill it or whatever. So all this time, I've never thought about like what happens to the person who's actually selling those Fire Sticks. So there's an example here. Liverpool, Jonathan Edge. What a name. Jonathan Edge. From Liverpool, Liverpool has pleaded guilty to three offenses under the Fraud Act, which is that he is a 29-year-old man who has been jailed for more than 3 years for loading illicit TV streaming services onto Amazon Fire Sticks.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. So he's a supplier, right? He's not the end consumer. He's a supplier.
He's a supplier, yeah. Which, like I said, okay. I never thought about what happens to the person who's doing it. And well, here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
3 years. Like, oh, what you here in prison for? Illegal Fire Sticks? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Now bend over.
Here's your illegal Fire Stick. Oh!
No, you didn't. No, get out.
That's the bar that's been set.
We are all fired.
Yeah.
We are all fired.
HR.
Yeah.
Stuff and junk. Who, what, where, why? HR.
I mean, it's in the name, Anna.
Yeah. So that's the. So that's the bar that's been set, right? So a supplier for one of these Fire Sticks, illegal Fire Sticks, the bar is set at three years. Is that the minimum he's going to serve? I don't know how the jail time works in England and stuff like that, but he has to serve all 3 years, or he's going to take time off for good behavior?
I don't know, actually.
It just says 3 years, right? Let's just go with the fact that it's three
years.
That's the minimum.
And 4 months.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Interesting.
Yeah. He says here, he was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison, which included a separate concurrent sentence of 2 years and 3 months for assessing and viewing the content he was supplying. So they kind of tacked on stuff on this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 3 years and four months.
And that's a guilty thing, right? That's not him plea bargaining it down.
That's
right?
True. And saying he's guilty. So they may not necessarily have given him like the
option.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so 3 years. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Three and a half years. Okay, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So let it be lessons for you listeners who have those things. Just saying. And in my news reels here of criminal related stuff, there is this cruise line called Via Vei Residences. I don't always say it that way. They're offering a 4-year tour. 4 years.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw this, right? 4-year tours and the idea that you would want to escape from reality, specifically escape a certain
Why 4 years?
Criminal
prison. He's oddly specific.
Yeah, it's very oddly specific. Yeah, it's a skip forward option of $40,000 a year. First of all, $40,000 a year.
That's actually not bad.
Okay, I wouldn't know. There are four different offers to escape from reality for a year. There's the midterm selection for 2 years. There's the everywhere but home for 3 years, and the full 4 year experience to skip forward.
Well, at least you know you're going to be on a boat for 4 years with people that are like minded.
that's true.
My question is, I have a question then. If you stumble across this time machine, but there's only two settings. You can skip forward 4 years, or you can go back 400 years to where your ancestors were. Which way would you go? I don't think I would skip ahead for four years.
Wait, hold on.
What was 400 years? 400 years, yeah.
That's a long time, John.
That's a long time.
You mean to change the future?
Yeah, some places in the world are actually okay, haven't been colonized, depending on where your ancestors are from, I guess. You know what I mean? Depending
on where you land. It's going to be a terrible time for us.
Yeah.
For me and Albert.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Ruthie has a very good point.
We need to go beyond 400 years.
Yeah.
I want to skip ahead. Why 400 years? Not like 40 years.
It's close
four
to 4
years or 400.
Because 40 is within my lifetime. So I go to the next one.
I've always been on the camp that would prefer to time travel in the future than time travel to the past.
All right.
Yeah. Unless I can stay and live in the past somewhere where it's. Actually, no. Not for people of color. It wasn't great back then.
Yeah.
But then, not to spoil a movie I just watched recently, but the conclusion for that movie was that the person actually stayed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the past that this person stayed in was in our current generational life. And not to spoil the movie, so I'm going to say, you know, like 80s, 90s, 2000, that kind of era.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And for me, if I was to travel to the past, it would still be that era. Because they still have the amenities of modern technology, you know, and modern music, and just the luxury of this era kind of thing.
You do want indoor plumbing, man. You want to go, hey, shit, get out of here. Get out of here.
That's why I never understood the idea of like going back to the medieval times. You know how horrible the medieval times
was?
Oh,
God. That's why people suffer.
When syphilis was normal. Yeah. Here's the thing. Just because we live in a sort of like Western centric thing, I mean, the thing is that those medieval times in Europe, they're all nasty and smelly and stuff. Not every civilization is like that. You know what I mean? Other people discovered bathing and soap and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, 4 years forward, 400 years back.
Yeah. My choice would be 400 years. 400 years. Yeah. How about 400 years forward? Really skip it.
Oh my God. Good luck with having no ozone.
Hey, you never know. Maybe in 200 years to figure out something, you know. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, 4 years. In fact, if that was a choice between 400 in the past or 4 in the future, I'll choose 4 in the future.
It's hard to say because, like, if you forward in the future as a woman, it's like you age so much in 4 years.
No, but
you don't age.
Yeah,
that's
4 years. Yeah.
Fast forward for 4 years.
Time travel.
Although this cruise sounds awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
There actually was another one. There actually was another cruise that was offered, I think, 2 years ago. It was a 3-year cruise. Like, it goes around the world. It's kind of a similar idea, but that never actually took off. Like, yeah. I guess they didn't get enough people to get on it.
I'm guessing we saw this episode where Ruthie was not available because I mentioned it in a WhatsApp episode.
We covered it,
yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Or maybe I was there and we talked about it and I completely forgot.
Anna, what was your answer? 4 years in the future?
I said 4 years.
You said 4 years.
I said I want to, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go then. But how about if I add in the addendum where it's like, would you like to go back 30 years to the past or 20 years to the past? Was that an option you would take?
No. With the knowledge that we have now?
Yeah. With the knowledge that you have now.
I don't want to create a time paradox if there's two me's.
No, if you believe in the multiverse theory, then there's no real time paradox. You just jump into different multiverse. Yeah.
Nah.
I would go back in time.
Yeah.
I would buy.
Yes. See, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. I was thinking too.
Yeah. If I go back, I wouldn't be within my lifetime. Actually, my lifetime. It's fine.
Yeah. Can I be honest about something?
Go ahead.
I still don't understand how the multiverse works in Marvel.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. I'm that dumb.
They did the visual aid and stuff like that.
I clearly don't follow it because I'm just like, wait, what? I still don't get how it works.
The core idea is... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that... Albert's going to get mad because we're going to take up time.
The conversation is flowing. It's a group effort.
The simplest way is, like, every time somebody goes backwards, you're not going back in their own lifetime. Every time they go backwards...
You're creating a tangent.
Yeah, they're creating a branch off reality, a different timeline, stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's the easiest way. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I think you're thinking
of
like...
If you run into your past self, then does that make another tangent?
Yeah, it's just a multiverse. Unless it's the same timeline where you already did go back to the past, you just didn't know it. Most likely you jumped into a different timeline.
So in the Avengers, when they went back in time, they went back to a different. They created a multiverse. But when they went forward, back to the future and stuff like that, they went back to the original timeline with the gems.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So if you go by the Back to the Future theory, you literally are changing your current timeline.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Which I don't subscribe to that because that hurts my head. Like that has a lot of things that has to happen. Yeah. Right. So the multiverse theory works better for me because I'm just abandoning my current timeline, the bad timeline, and then going to a different timeline, which is the good timeline.
Wanda wanted to do, which is what Wanda Maximoff wanted to do. She just wanted to abandon her timeline where she wasn't happy
to be with Vision.
To be with Vision and her kids and just live in that timeline and be happy.
And then Doctor Strange, they kept going back to the original. They kept going back to the original timeline.
So then going back to Doctor Strange, was he the one who originally messed up the timeline then? Because remember how right before what was the very last one? Endgame? Where he was like, I went back and forth, like there's only one way to get this right.
He was speaking to different
things. He was speaking. It's a glory hole situation. You're just looking through a glory hole.
Glory hole.
Okay. HR.
No, but Anna, do you understand that?
Just speaking.
We were not ready for this kind of podcast.
No, we're not ready for this.
I just woke up from a nap, guys.
Yeah. Anna, did you understand it now? Or
better than I did before.
Just think of it as a different world.
Okay.
An alternate world. That's essentially what the multiverse is. An alternate world.
Parallel.
Yeah. In that other universe, Spider-Man was not Tom Holland. See?
Oh my god. Can we get into that universe, please?
Yeah.
God, he's so annoying.
I was always so mad when I saw that version of Spider-Man and they had the E-train and all the subway was in all the wrong places. And I was like, that is not New York. What are they doing?
Multiverse. Like, that's
not, and that explains it actually 10 years later.
Yep. Multiverse. In another universe, a certain person did not win the election. Just gotta say.
Okay. That's unfortunately, fair. We're not in that universe.
Yeah, we're the bad one, apparently. All right. Mm. And that's What's Up. Multiverse Edition. Yeah. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Juncture. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on the social media, J-I-A-M-I. Actually, I don't have to say social media anymore. I'm only on Instagram right now. J-I-A-M-I-N-G-L-O-U.
Oh, wait.
Can we find you on Instagram?
I actually ended up deactivating my Twitter account last week.
No, but I mean, did you also clean up your follow list on Instagram?
Of course not. Oh, wow. I have no shame in who I follow. I have no shame. You know.
We know he's still following Selena Gomez.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Wait, what does that mean? What's wrong with Selena Gomez?
Because remember, my prediction was she was gonna announce she was taking a break from social media 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
And Jiang was on it.
How many?
The first 2 times.
Oh, so how many times has it been so far?
I think like 2, but I think she needs one more before the end of the year for my prediction to come true.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Who else is left here?
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found at whowhatwhereswhy.com. Before we wrap things up, recently I went to this buffet called Teppanyaki Grill Supreme Buffet. How much are buffets nowadays cost, would you say?
Are we talking like outside of Vegas or Vegas included?
Outside of Vegas.
Well, have you heard the hot buffet in our area is called Umi? They opened a new one in Roland Heights, I think, City of Industry.
Are you talking about the one that used to be East Buffet?
Yes. Oh, the one next to the Toys R Us, the old Toys R Us.
Yeah, the one that used to be Claim Jumpers. Yeah. How much is that one, Jamie?
36.
Okay.
I think it rounded up to 40.
Is that average, would you guys say?
I was going to say about that much, like $35 to $45 per person.
Mm-hmm.
So this place I went to, which is in Anaheim, which is about 2 miles away from Disneyland, is called Teppanyaki Grill Supreme Buffet. You want to know, guess how much that was?
$20?
$65 per person.
Yeah. $14.
I'm sorry, 14? No.
$13.19.
Was that a lunch special? Were you on the toilet after?
I know. That's all I was going to say.
I wasn't on the toilet after. But it was $13.99 for Friday, Saturday. It's $12.99 for Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
Right? What's the catch?
The catch is...
I'm like...
Because of the price, it's really busy. Not surprising, mm-hmm. right? The food itself is just very generic. There's nothing special about it. Yeah. Right? Mm.
What's the minimum cook time? Just heat up a little bit longer for me. You know what I'm saying?
It has a grill thing, a teppanyaki grill thing, where you choose your food and they can heat it up or and then grill it or whatever. It has a sushi bar. It has the seafood stuff.
I'll skip that.
You know, I would say that nothing was necessarily nasty. It was just the fact that it was so generic and nothing special. But
that's $14.
But this is my point though. It's $14, right? If you're in quote unquote this economy when you're struggling to find a meal, $14 for buffets, really good deal.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of weird being there because I felt like, am I slumming it with everybody who's like poor? Is this what's going on?
Oh, Albert.
I know, right? So,
Albert, you're being such a snob. Wow, what a snobby snob.
I'm just saying, it's like this is the America that people are complaining about, right? Where it's like,
okay,
they have to go to this kind of places just to get a meal, you know. And I felt kind of like it's like a self awareness kind of situation. Like, oh, you know, I'm like 2 miles away from Disneyland, which is really expensive, and then there's this place which is very affordable to eat for a lot of people, and this is the reason why it was so busy. So you see, like, basically, like, the stereotype that you see, like, the people at Walmart, that kind of thing, they're all here in this place, too.
Did they put a timer on your table? Like, hey, you got 15 minutes, man.
No, there was surprisingly no timer. We went,
oh, like, there's no limit?
Yeah, you can sit there as long as you want, as far as I can tell. They haven't told us anything. The only thing actually you got to pay for is drinks, but that's normal for buffets. Mm. We showed up, like, around 12, a little before 12, and we got a table, like, in 10 minutes. And then when we were leaving, the line was like out the door.
Yeah.
So we came at the right time. And it was like I would not come back to this place if I wanted to eat something delicious. But if you are a struggling family, I mean, this is an absolutely good option. $14 for all you can eat. I mean, come on.
I mean, it all kind of depends too. I mean, is that going to be your only meal of the day? That's one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes these people would just go there for lunch and they keep eating for dinner and stuff like that. So at some point, you know, a little self-control would be nice and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But then there's always different options. You can still go to like a little Japanese store, get a little seaweed and rice hand roll for a couple bucks and stuff like that. There are still cheap options out there.
I just feel like in an era where a lot of people are looking for restaurants with that are Instagram friendly, that are like fancy and like, look at me, look how I'm bling balling here with this like $100 meat. You know, going to this place like this is a good reminder that not everybody has it that good.
Yeah.
But there's always, but to these people, I always say there's going to be a cost. You know what I mean? You might not pay it now or maybe a few months from now, but years from now, if you keep going to these buffets with, you know, suspect health, suspect meat and stuff like that, it's going to, you know, clog some arteries, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I guess that's the whole point of, you know, like the struggle of it all. Like you don't really, that's even that's a luxury to eat healthy. Like, you're, yeah, yep. At some point, you're just concerned about getting fed, whatever, at whatever cost.
Yeah.
Or you can vote for the party that pushes for the increase in the minimum wage and stuff like that. You can always do that. Like, that's an option.
Yeah.
But
vote,
yes,
for, vote for candidates, you know, that talk about raising for... the vote for candidates that, that talk about like raising the you know, minimum wage and stuff like that. You know, you know, living wage and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, what do you got to do?
Yeah, see,
like, I'm talking about too much to ask. Is supposed to get better now, right?
Because we're putting tariffs on everything. That's supposed to make the economy better.
Honestly, I am very ready to say I told you so. I know. I don't care about like being petty about it. We are so ready to, right? And yeah, right. Yeah. We kind of already started to, too. But yeah.
Dude, the corn husk leaves to make tamales used to be about $5 a bag. They shot up to $15 a bag.
They're getting ready.
My mom literally said, we can't give away tamales anymore. Like, it's only for the family and that's it.
Yeah, they're getting ready. Yeah, great girl. There are a lot of industries are getting ready for the tariffs. If smart is, if what's his face is smart, which we know he's not, he'll just back down from that threat, because come on.
So he's got double. He's got triple down.
And once again, I got to remind everybody, we're still under the previous Trump tariffs because Biden didn't really remove a lot of them. So go figure, right? Anyways,
If nothing else, he actually, what do you call it? He used it because of the electric car, talking about electric cars in this podcast before. He actually followed up or added to Trump's idea of using tariff as a weapon and stuff like that. Correct. Especially against China and stuff like that. Correct. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
in the beginning of the episode, you guys are wondering what mind frame I'm in. Okay. This was episode 824. This was episode 824.
I was mad at the world.
Yeah. I just mad at the world.
This was episode 824 of The Stuff and Drugs. So thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Wife Possession. Anybody need a restroom break?
No, it's okay. I already went. Okay. Thank you, though.
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay. Thanks for asking.
I can't believe I have to start asking this now. Hold on. I'll put it on show notes. Ask for restroom break.
Listen, Albert, I have the bladder of a puppy.